Welcome once again to Lato's Law. Here's Steve Lato.
Well, scammers will scam. And a story crossed my desk this morning from the Detroit Free Press, the paper I delivered as a child. And scammers are using unemployment claims to cash in. Susan Tompore wrote the article. And, you know, I've mentioned before that anytime there's money out there, scammers will come out of the woodwork to try to get their hands on it. So, you know, we heard about situations with the, you know, the money that was released to help small businesses or other money that's being given out to help people who are on unemployment. And that's what's going on here. People who are filing for unemployment benefits are now being warned to watch out for professional crime rings that are coming after that money. And the crooks could create headaches for you, even if you're lucky enough to still be working or retired, or you think, well, they can't get me because I haven't responded to anything. I don't open my email. I don't answer the phone. How can they get to me? Well, it turns out you can add this to the long list of headaches based on current events in the news. Across the country, consumers are being warned that the fraud is on the rise relating to jobless claims. The U.S. Secret Service has already spotted trouble in Florida, Washington, North Carolina, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Oklahoma, and Wyoming. But it's probably in every state, according to the Secret Service, alerted an alert they issued on May 14th. The alert noted that a significant number of fraudulent claims have been using stolen ID information from school employees, first responders, government employees, and so on. It is assumed that the ring has a database or access to one, and that they are using this information to submit a huge volume of applications. So what happens is you're just living your life, and you get a notice from the government saying, we need to confirm your application for unemployment benefits. And you go, I didn't apply for those. Well, someone else did in your name. Some data being used might belong to anyone, whether they're jobless or not. Retirees, for example, report receiving unemployment forms to verify their identity from the state when they didn't make any claims. The online con artists claim to be gig workers or self-employed workers in some cases to steal money from the unemployment system. Jobless benefits have become particularly attractive for thieves during the coronavirus situation because an extra $600 in benefits can be added on top of state jobless benefits for those who lose work due to the coronavirus. A Nigerian crime ring is the prime suspect, said Adam Levin, founder of Cyber Scout, but doubtless there are others. They have the motive, of course, of financial gain. They have the means. They're experts at phishing attacks and have an international network of money mules who have been laundering money for them for years. And Levin suspects that many unsuspecting people who are desperate for additional work at this moment could be caught in parts of the scheme also. On top of that, he noted, jobless call centers in various states, including Michigan, are overwhelmed. Some websites have crashed at various points due to waves of people trying to file claims, get more information, or sort out suspicious transactions. The scam targets employed and unemployed Americans alike. The losses from these claims are estimated to be in the several hundred million dollar range, according to an alert issued by the Secret Service. The crimes are fueled by data lost in leaks, breaches, phishing attacks, and even oversharing on social media. So the question that often gets raised is based on an email someone gets or a notification that has to do with a claim that you did not file. As emails popped up in the past few days, some wondered if they were looking at another potential scam. Why would the Department of Labor be contacting you about an international criminal ring exploiting the crisis? That actually was a legitimate thing being sent out by the Michigan Department of Labor. Some who filed jobless claims in Michigan began receiving emails on May 27th to alert them that more ID verification would be needed thanks to fears of an online crime spree. Some received letters in the mail prior to the emails being sent. So when you go to the Michigan jobless claim site to apply for benefits, you're also now alerted that you might be spotting a stop payment notice on your account. There's a rise in unlawful unemployment claims across the nation. This is from the director of the Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency. And unfortunately, criminals are taking advantage of this situation. The crooks already have plenty of stolen personal information, including social security numbers, after several major hacking incidents during the past few years. Due to large-scale fraud attempts against state unemployment programs across the nation, the Michigan site states that they have developed additional measures to protect certain claimants by requiring further identification, verification, and claim eligibility authentication. The Michigan Unemployment Agency is warning residents of the possibility that criminals are filing imposter claims as if they are them. No personal data from claimants has been stolen from the government agency, however. Many of those who have filed jobless claims have begun receiving emails from the state of Michigan to require them to verify their identities. People filing new claims as well. So this is just more confusion. So what's happening is you file a legitimate claim. Someone else files an illegitimate claim on your behalf. Then you get a thing saying, are you really this person? And then the state says, are you really this person? And you get both of these. Well, you are this person, but not that person. And so it's crazy. If you received a stop payment notice in your account, detailed instructions have been emailed and mailed to you on how to submit additional identifying information in order to receive your benefits. There is no reason to take further action until you receive the instructions. Banks and credit unions are also placing holds in customers' accounts, trying to be careful. A 74-year-old retiree told Susan Tompor that he received a letter from the Michigan Unemployment Office this week asking him to verify his identity, which he thought was a scam. He said it looks really official, but he was sure the letter had to be a fraud. He hadn't filed for unemployment since 1992. He had lost a job at a pet supply store in Pontiac, but he's been officially retired for the last 10 years. Turns out the letter he received isn't a fraud. It's an indication that someone has filed a jobless claim in Michigan using his information. The state is asking to verify that information by June 4th, or the claim will be denied. So that's a strange one. Also, Brian Kelly is a well-known name in Michigan because he was in politics for a while, and now the president of the Small Business Association of Michigan, said, much to my surprise, I opened mail today from the UIA indicating I was approved for unemployment. Someone had filed in my name fraudulently. Stay alert, folks. Kelly told Tompor the letter came to his home address, and the Small Business Association also received a notice of the filing. Even those who aren't filing for jobless benefits are being warned to watch out for crooks. So this is, like I said, a situation where because there's money out there, scammers look at it and go, hey, it's an opportunity for us. So if you file for unemployment, understand you're going to have to jump through all kinds of hoops, and good luck getting through to the website. I spoke to people in different states who were literally on hold or tied up on a website or for hours and hours and hours trying to get their claims filed. And I know a lucky few who got their claims filed. But you go through all of that, and now suddenly there's a second wave of people filing fake claims on behalf of people who are working, or fake claims on behalf of people who've already filed claims. So again, just crazy, crazy stuff. But follow all the typical advice that I give you, and that is to check where these emails actually come from, and double check all that stuff. A lot of times, if there's information in the emails, skip it, go to the website, use the information there and see if you can confirm it there. But you know, unfortunately, these are the times we live in. And because the money's out there, the scammers come out and start circling like vultures. So great story out of Detroit Free Press. I just skimmed it. There's a whole lot more. If you're interested in that, look it up. Susan Tompor, a great writer on business and consumer issues, and Detroit Free Press, how scammers are using unemployment claims to cash in. Questions, comments, put them below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Why isn't there mouse-flavored cat food?